and Kuf Amud Beis, a few lines into the Gemara. Omar Shmuel, Asora Kohanim Omdim, Upirish Echad Mahem. We have 10 Kohanim standing together, and one of them separated himself, Uboal, and he lived with a woman, and we don't know which Kohen it was. Havlad Shtuki. So the Vlad is a Shtuki, versus my Shtuki. We don't know who the father is, one of these 10 men who were standing there to begin with. So he doesn't, what's it called? We'll see in 1 second if he's a Kohen or not. If it means that we don't allow him to get Yerusha from any of them because we don't know who's his father, Pshita. Of course, Miadina Navu Amon. We don't know who his father is. How in the world can you give him Yerusha? Ela Shemashaskin also Midin Kahuna. We don't let him act as a Kohen, since he doesn't know who his father is. Even though his father is for sure is a Kohen, he doesn't know who his father is, right? He knows what his father is, but he doesn't know who his father is. Then he's Meshaskin also Midin Kohuna. My time, what's the reason? Omar Kro, Vahoysa Lo Lazaro Achrov. Knife and that pasuk, that in order to be a practicing Kohen, you have to be somebody who's Zaro Meyuchas Acharov. That your father, you knew for sure who your father was. But if it's not a Kohen who's Zaro Meyuchas Acharov, Kohen doesn't know who his son is, then it's a son who doesn't know who his father is, then he's not a practicing Kohen. We'll see that it's only the Rabbanan. Plus it's only in Asmachta. In the Torah we don't drash in this, but in the Torah is a full-fledged Kohen, but the Maisim, in the Rabbanon, we take away his practicing Kahuna. But no, can't. Pasha's not. Okay. Rashi. Havlad Shtuki, the kosher who. The Maisim is a kosher kid. You know for sure that he's one of these 10 people as his father, and they're all kosher, they're all Kohanim. The Hapshitavon, the Ben Kohen, Abola Pnuyahu. He's a regular, what's it called, the son of a Kohen who lived with a woman who was a Pnuya. Right? Obviously, he wasn't married. She was married. The kid's a mamza. She's not married. An unmarried woman and a Kohen, the child's a Kohen. Kosher Kohen. Midina Kohuna, Milavod Avoda. Right? So, Mashon, not Truma. Truma, he could eat. Just can't do Avoda. The Alpha Gavdal Inyan Yuchsin, Lisa Isha Kosheru, Apostle Avoda. Even though the Gabi Yuchsin, he's a kosher kid. Right? He can marry any woman. But the Gabi Avoda, he can't be Oved Avoda.
And then his children will be Kohanim.
His children will be Kohanim, Bachar. Yeah. Yeah. Acharav Sheniker Zaru Shu Shalom. Yeah, a Kohen has to know who his father is. Okay. Maski Flora Papa. Elamiata Gabi Avram Dechsiv Lios Lechol Elohim. Since we're darshing the words Zaro Acharov to mean that his children are the Miyuchas, so what do we darshing by Avram Avinu? Where it says, Lios Lechol Elohim, Ulazaracha Acharecha. It has to be Miyuchas Acharecha. What does that mean? Hosa Maikomaz. What's the Torah warning Avram about? Hachi Komer. Lo Sinsa Volvetis Kochav and Vishivcha, the Loveus Ulzaracha Basra. Don't marry a Goya. Or a shifcha in those days, what an Ovedes Kochavim means, or whatever, was somebody who wasn't a believer in the Rabbanu Shalom. Avram was Megayer, all these people, to be part of his mishpacha. And the fact that he married Hagar, so it could be his Megayer her also. Or it could be that was before this pasuk was said, that he married Hagar. Rashi. Since you're darshening Zaro Achrov by a Kohen, that it has to be Meyuchas Achrov, what can you darshen by what the Rabban Shem said to Avram Avinu? Right, by a regular Jew, and here the Rabban Shem talking to Avram Avinu about kashrus of his children, Avade, if he had 10 regular Jews, and one of them lived with a woman, and we don't know which one, the child is 100% kosher. Nothing wrong with that child. Versus Zaracha Basra, Kedah Omer Per Gimel, Gimel Deklushin, Shivcha Havlad Kamoha, Dechsiv HaIsha V'Yiladeha, because a Shivcha, the children are Miyuchas after her. So make sure you don't marry, or none of your children marry a shivcha or an ovi kochavim, because then the children aren't going to be your children, Avraham Avinu. They're going to be the children of the goya, the children of the shivcha. Overes kochavim dechsiv ki yosra es bincha, bincha abom in ha-yisraelis korid bincha, ve'ein bincha abom in ha-overes kochavim korid bincha el-bino. So we learned this already, that those are the makoros, how we know that the child of a goya, that the Yiddishkeit goes after the mother and not the father. Okay. Meisle, Rishon Royalios Kohen Gadol, right? Rashi, Rishon Royalios Kohen Gadol. Hecha Shemiyabim Eishes Achi Besol Gimel. The Yol De Sofik Ben Tesla Rishon Sofik Ben Shiva La Achron the Perak Acholitz. Okay. The we had this case before. Person didn't wait 3 months. Okay, and he lived with his Yavama. Now we're not sure, and she got pregnant right away. So we're not sure now, was she pregnant when, what's it called, when the husband died, and it's the first brother's son, or she got pregnant from this one. Same thing as our Mishnah, where Islam, somebody didn't wait 3 months between husbands. We don't know if it's the first husband's child or the second husband's child. So the Gemara says that Rishon Roy Leos Kohen Gadol, right? He was Miyabim Eishes Achi Besol Gimel, and she gave birth to a Sofik Ben Tesla Rishon, Sofik Ben Shiva La Achron, right? So the Gemara says that what's the case? 1 second. Rishon. Rishon here. What? Yeah, both are Kohanim. The child is, who's the Rishon over here? Who's the Rishon? First son, first which son? She had, what's it called? She had a son. Shiloh was the first one, or from the first one or the second one? So let's see what happened. If it was from the first husband, so kids are kosher, what's it called? 100% kosher calling. If it's from the second one, right, so there was a good yibum. Right, so the kid Manavshach is a Kohen, and he could be Kohen Gadol. There's nothing wrong with this kid. If it's from the first husband, he's a Kohen. Right, and this guy just, what's it called? And then they had another son. That's it. Okay, the other son is what's it called? No, the other son, right, could be a mamzer or could be stam from a second son from a yibum. Right, but the first son is Manavshach kosher. If he's from the first father, right, so then he's what's it called, a kosher kohen. If he's from the second father, he's also a kosher kohen, because of Yibum. Then it was a din of Yibum. So Manavshach, what's it called, this kid could be even a kohen gadol. So Mar says, how can he be a kohen gadol? We don't know who his father is. We're not sure if his father is the first one, or the Yavam, or the brother. So you need Zaro Miuchas Achron. So how can he be kohen gadol? Okay, that's a shot. Okay. Okay. V'abayin zara miuchasachrov, v'leka zara miuchasachrov, zara miuchasachrov durabonim, v'kros machta b'yalma. He's right to be a kohen gadol men haTorah. This whole din, like we said before, the whole din of zara miuchasachrov is only durabonim. Right? And the pasuk is only a asmachta. Okay. V'chigoz urabonon is nus. Benesuin lo gozer, over here where it's a product of Yibum, where I actually married her, right? The Shaila is, we don't know who the father is. There the Rabbanim weren't gozer. They were only gozer by Znus, like the case of the 10 Kohanim. One of them was Mazana with a woman, and he had a child. Then the Rabbanim made a knas that this guy can't do Avoda. Okay. Where it says Vahasnan, so it comes out that by Nesuin there is no din of Miyuchas Achra. Vahasnan, Mishalosh Shoas or Acher Baila Shlosha Chadoshim, the Nises, the Yolda, right? somebody who didn't wait after her husband 3 months, and she got married and she had a child. So now we're not sure if it's a child for the first husband or for a second husband. So my acher baila, what does that mean? She didn't wait after her husband. What happened to the first husband? Okay, ilei macher misas baila, right? If it's talking where the first husband died, ema seifa who onin aleihem vehein onim ala, right? He is an own name for them, and their own name for him if he dies. Say bishlama who onin aleihem. Now, if the first husband died before he was born, right? So I understand how he could be own name for both of them, even though one's dead. How's that possible? Mashkachas lo b'nisuin, the sheni, the likud atzamos, the kama, right? It's talking where he, what's it called, the second one, she got married to, so it's his father, right? Maybe it's his father, and he's own name for him, misothik, nikeni kodshin, the day that he dies. And the first one, who has been dead already for a while, they reburied him. So he becomes an own name the day of Likud Atzamos, the day they rebury him. Okay? So that's possible. It's possible for the guy to be an own name for the two fathers, even though one of them died before he was born. Right? The two possible fathers. It's what's it called? No, the Gabi Karchim. It says a Din of Aminus.
The Likud Atzamos.
Yeah, that day he has a din of avails, but he has a din of an own name. An oval is lauti kotchim. An own name is not. He has a din of an own name the day that the malakati atzamos. Just like he would have had before the kfuri is an own name. Can he kotchim? That's what's nogea here to eating kotchim. Elahem onim olav hechi meshkachasla. But a dead man can't be an own name. So if the father died before he was born, how is it a case of heim onim olav? If he dies, both of them are own name for him. The only way this kid was born is because the first father died. And she didn't wait 3 months after the death. Right? Kama hamisle, he's dead. The Ella Begrusha. Elamite's talking where the first guy divorced her. Right? He divorced her. Then as can. My acher baila, acher get baila. She didn't wait 3 months after her original husband. It means she didn't wait 3 months after the get. Same as Seifa. Who ain't matami lohem? The heim ain't matami lo. He can't be matami to either father because maybe it's not his father, and they can't be matami to him because maybe it's not their son. And the kohen can't be matami to anybody but Sheva Krovi. So Moshe says, "Bishleima heim ain't matami lo the chumra, the chol chad v'chad dil malah bereidu." They're full fledged kohanim, right? They can't be matami to him because what's it called? They're full fledged kohanim. Maybe it's not their son. That makes sense, right? But who? Elohu ain't matami lohem amai. Right? Why can't he be matami to them? Dishlam lo sheni lo matami le. He can't be matami to the second one because what's it called? Right. He can't be matami to the second one because maybe it's not his father. The father's the first one, and he's still a full fledged kohen because he was born from the first father. So he can't be matami to the second one because maybe it's not his father. Okay? But the first one, why can't he be matami to the first one? Manavshach. If the first one's his father, he can be matami to him. And if it's not his father, he's a cholo because he was born to a grusha. So he's a cholo. So manavshach, he can be matami to the first one. El l'risha matamile manavshach. I berei hu shapir ko matamile. Vi bar basra hu shapir ko matamile de cholo. El alab is nos. It must mean that her husband didn't die and he wasn't megarish her, she was mezana with this other guy and she had a child, and now we're not sure if the kid is a what's it called from the second husband or from the first husband. Umay acher baila acher boala uktani seifa ola b'mishmer shel zeh v'shel zeh. He's a kohen and he can be ola b'mishmer shel zeh v'shel zeh. How could he be a kohen and be oved l'chara what's it called, he's ein zara miyuchas acherav. He's not. We don't know who his father is. So how could he be doing the avoda, right? Rashi. Mishlama who onin alei meshkachas lo afilu b'nisuin. The apogav the kama mislei kagon shalok to atzmos of the so shoni marubos. Even though the first guy was dead, they reburied him. A O name Ze Sofik Aleim Va'asher Bekachim. So he, what's it called, is an own name for both of them, one when he dies and one when he's reburied. The Shnam B'Tzachim Hashomea Al Meso V'Hamalaki. That's almost Ochel Bekachim La'erev. Aval Kol Hayom Asher. He has a din of an own name the day that they bury the Atzamos L'Gabi Kachim. So Bishlam L'Sheni Lo V'Tamei Shemid Ben Rishonu V'Kohen Kosheru. He can't be Matami to the second one, because maybe he's a son of the first one, he's a full-fledged Kohen, and this is not his father. The first guy also was Mizana with her, because otherwise he's a Mamzer. So he's not a Kohen, right? So if the first one was married to her, then what's it called? Then this one is Mizana with her, the child is a Mamzer. So it's talking about both Mizana with her. First Kohen was Mizana with her, and then she didn't wait 3 months and was Mizana with somebody else. We don't know who's the father. What?
A
Mamzer's apostle. How can he be Ovid Avoda? He's not a Kohen. He's a Mamzer Kohen. A Mamzer Kohen Gadol. A Mamzer. No, Mamzer Talmud Chacham. I didn't say Mamzer Kohen Gadol. There's no such thing. He can't be a Kohen. It says a Mamzer Talmud Chacham is greater than a Kohen Gadol. And say a Mamzer Kohen Gadol is better. He can't be again. If you're a Mamzer, you can't be a Kohen. You're possible. Okay. The Hilkat Eimitami Lohen, the Bein Kachu Bein Kach, Kohen Kosher. Either way, he's a Kohen Kosher. He said the first one or the second one. Mashkachas who only not Lehen, the Hein Olad, the Hatzarvayu Chazulei. Both of them are, what's it called, they're still alive. So the Mara says, so you see that Biznus, they also weren't Gozer. Because you see that he could be Ovid, he could go, what's it called? So even Biznus, they weren't Gozer. Uktani say, follow Mishnah Zev Shal Zev, to you after the Shmuel, to Kashan Shmuel. Omer of Shmaya bimama Enes. It's talking not Biznus, but with Miu. The first one was married, what's it called? The first one was married to her, and she was a Ketana. And her father had died, or she had been married before. Let's say father dies, these are cases. Father died, her brothers or mother married her off when she was a Ketana. It's only Kedushin Darabonah. She, before she becomes a Gdola, she can say to the husband goodbye. So she's not a Grusha, and she's, what's it called, the husband's still alive, and it wasn't Znus. And therefore, what's it called, since it's not Znus, and then the other guy married her. So everybody was married to her, right? The first husband, the second husband. She's not. He's not a. The second guy is not a. Not a second. He's the, if he's the son of the second guy, he's not a Ben Grusha, because she never was a Grusha. She was. She had Miel, which obliterated the suin to begin with. And she, what's it called? The first guy could still be alive, and he never gave her a get. And the second guy could live with her because of Miel. A male, everybody's happy, so both husbands could be there, and it's just, what's it called, not Zaro Miyucha Sacharov, but it's not Zaro Miyucha Sacharov after Nisuin. The Rabban only made a Gzera by Znus. This is not Znus. She was legally married to this guy, except she dissolved the marriage. That's not called Znus. So the Gemara says, that's how it's talking. Bimma Enes, Rashi. Bimma Enes, Lo'olam Biznus Lo Mesukma. The apostle Lavoda. If it would be Znus, then they would have made the Knas that Ein Zarum Yuchas Achrov is not Roy Lavoda. So it can't be talking about Znus. The Lamotzi Lamisne Ola B'Mishmaro Shal Zed V'Shal Zed. Ela Hechi Mashkachas La, the Roe B'Misa Shnehem, the Ein Mitami Lohen, the Koin Kosher Ubin Mayanis, Yisoma Shemiyana B'Balo, the Lo Shos, the Shlosha Chodosha V'Nisais. She was Mamayan, and then she immediately married somebody else, and she got pregnant, or she was pregnant. We don't know if it was the first guy who she was Mamayan in, or the second one. They're both Kohanim. Then all of this applies. And therefore, what's it called? Since it's talking about Miyun, it's not Znus, and the Rabbanim weren't Gozer, that he can't do Avoda, and all the things could be possible. Tomorrow we'll see. The Gemara is going to ask, there's only one thing that can't be possible, that she got pregnant. Because if she's a Ketana, she can't get pregnant. It's not shy. And if she does get pregnant, she dies, and the kid dies, so there can't be a kid from a Mema'enes that we could be talking about. That's the next thing we'll see about tomorrow.
Well, we're up to Kuf Amid Beis, about a quarter of the way from the bottom.
Gemara said that a Kohen that's not Meyuchas after his father, we don't know who the father is, so he can't do Avoda. So the Gemara asked from our Mishnah that it's possible that both husbands should be alive, and what's it called? And the Kohen is older, and he's Ovid. The Mishnah says that he's Ovid in both Mishmoros or whatever. So you see, he's still a valid Kohen. And Mishnah says, how's it possible that both fathers are alive? Right? If the first one gave a get, and then she married within 3 months, so the guy's not a Kohen. If the second one's his father, he's a Cholo. So that can't be. If, what's it called, the first one died, the Mishnah says they're both alive. Both of them are onen for him. How can they both be alive if he died? So that can't be. So Elamai, the Gemara says, must be talking about Znus, that they were Mazana with her. There never was a marriage, and therefore the first one was Mazana, and then the second one was Mazana with her. Or the second one got married to her, it makes no difference really. And that's how it worked out. And you see that we don't know who the father is, and it's talking by Znus, and by Znus the Gemara said that they were Gozer, that they made it a halacha, that the Kohen who is not Meyuchas after his father from the result of Znus isn't a Kohen. Here we see he is. So Kashan Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about Mima Enes. It's talking about where she made meal. She was a Ketana, got married, the first husband was Mamayin her, so she's not a Grusha, he's still alive, and then she married the second one. Now the Gemara is going to ask on that. Where it says Mima Enes Miko Yolda, how could it be talking about Mima Enes? Mima Enes is talking where she's a Ketana, right? And what's it called? The first one, in other words, gave her meal when she was still a Ketana, right? Before she was 12. And therefore, and now we're afraid, maybe she was pregnant and this child is from him. That can't be. V'hotani Rabbi Beiboy Kamid Rav Nachman Sholosh Noshim Mishamshos B'moch. The three women that they permitted to mishamish with a moch. Moch is something that absorbs the zera and doesn't permit the woman to get married. Some people say that that's the same thing as a diaphragm, and therefore it's also to use a diaphragm under any circumstances, except perhaps even what's it called could be even pikuach nefesh according to some. Like we'll see for the Gemara. Others hold it's only mutter in the case of pikuach nefesh. And the others hold, the other poskim hold, that a diaphragm is not a moch. Moch was within the area where the bia takes place. And therefore it obstructs the bia, and it's called zera levatola. But a diaphragm is way up by the cervix, out of the area where bia takes place. So the bia is a natural bia, just that she can't get pregnant. And it's no different than a woman who's maybe pregnant or old or whatever. So in any case, so that's a moch. Moch obstructs the zera from making her pregnant. So three women are allowed to be mishamish with moch because it's sakana for them. Mu'uberes, umeinika, ketana. A mu'uberes and a meinika and a ketana. Those three are allowed to use a moch. Right? But the Gemara says why? Ketana, mu'uberes, umeinika. Ketana, shemit desaber. The Tomus. We're afraid that if she'll get pregnant when she's a ketana, she will die. So a ketana, if she gets pregnant, right, can't give birth. So it can't be this Mama Enes that she got pregnant when she was a ketana to the first husband, because then it's impossible for her to give birth. She'll die. Muberes shematasa ubrasandu. And Muberes were afraid that she will get pregnant while she's pregnant, and the first child will become a sandal, which means that it somehow will draw life away from the first one. The second one will draw life away from the first one. Meinika shematigmal ismenav yomus. Meinika, we're afraid that if she'll get pregnant, she will wean the child and he'll die. She won't nurse him anymore. The ezo iktana, what's the ktana where the danger is? Nibas achasesre, the yom echad ad bashtemesre, within her 11th year. Why? Shom Yom Echad. Pachos mikain, less than 11. Oh, yes, sir, al kain, mishamesh is kedarka. Less than 11, she can have regular bia, because she won't get pregnant at all. More than 12, she will have a normal child. But between 11 and 12, and that's when she can make miyum. So how's it possible that she had a healthy child, and it should be from the first husband, right? She had to be that she got pregnant sometime between 11 and 12. And between 11 and 12, not during the day, 11 and 12 when she was years old, right? That's when, what's it called? It's sakana. That's where she can't give birth. Right, the Maisa, even a 11-year-old, even though sakana, all these other cases sakana, but it's not a sakana that the Rabban Shav Rachman is. It's possible she won't get pregnant, so therefore Shomer Psoyim Hashem. Right, so the Rabban Shav will have Rachmanis on her, and she can't use a moch. It's not mamish pikuach nefesh case. And therefore, what's all the Rabbanan hold that she has to have regular bia. If she lives with her husband, it has to be regular. She has no heter for her to use this moch. And the Rabban Shav Rachman is on her. In the Wednesday night shiur, we'll discuss when we say this Shomer Psoim Hashem, that you're allowed to do something dangerous, and you rely on the fact that the Rabban Shav will watch fools and naive people. And when you say that, you have to be careful for a why over here don't the Rabbanan hold that you have to be careful Nishmarta Meolda Nafshel Seichen? Why do they say that? Oh, the Rabban Shmuel Rachmanis. So then we're not going to discuss that now, but if you want to hear it, so we'll come to the Wednesday night here. Okay, Samara says, okay, so I can't be talking about Mayanis. That can't be the answer.
It doesn't say she can't give birth, it just
says it's a sakana. No, it says it's not shy. If she'll get pregnant if she'll get pregnant, then she'll die. That's the Matzias, right? Less than that, she won't get pregnant. More than that, she'll have she can get pregnant. And in this kind of case, she's not going to have. She'll die. That's all. The 11-year-old can't get pregnant and give birth. She might be she won't get pregnant, but if she does, she can't have. She can't give birth. She'll die.
She gets pregnant when she's still 11,
but
only gives birth when she's already 12.
How does she get pregnant when before she's 11 and give birth until she's 12?
She's pregnant when she's 11.
Yeah. Mistama, that's what it means. If she got pregnant when she's 11, then she can't give them. She'll die in the pregnancy. She won't give birth. She'll die in the pregnancy. Okay, the pregnancy is going to kill her. Tesaber v'tomus, not tele v'tomus. The pregnancy will kill her. Okay, so Mara says, so it can't be talking about Ma'enes. Elamai, it's talking about Kedushay Tos. Because Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, the Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shmuel, the Hilo Nisposa, Asura. Right, it's talking about Yasota. If she wasn't raped, but she lived with another man willingly, right, then she's Asur. Ha Nisposa Muteris. But if she was raped, and she's regular Meishas Yisrael, not Meishas Kohen, then she's Mutter. The Yesh Lecha Acheres, Shafapi Shalonis Basa, right, there's another woman, even if she wasn't raped, she lived with another man willingly, she's not Aser. Muteris. The Ezezu, she Kedushet, Kedushet Tos. The first guy married her on a T'nai. And the T'nai wasn't McQueen. So his marriage was never a marriage, but he lived with her. And he lived with her thinking it's his wife. So in this kind of case, it's like Nisuin. And the Rabbanan weren't gozer that a Kohen has to be Miyuchas. So the first one lived with her and then found out that she, what's it called, that the T'nai wasn't Mekuyim. And even though normally we say that once he lives with her, he's Mevatel the T'nai, because they know the most Bilas and Bilas. And those, right, the Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, doesn't know like that. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. They hold that even after he has Bia with her, the T'nai still stands, and if he finds later on that the T'nai wasn't Mekuyim, then the marriage is dissolved retroactively. So he never was married to her, but he lived with her thinking he was married, so it's not Znus. And then the other one married her within 3 months of this dissolving of the first marriage. We don't know who if this Kohen is from this one or this one, but the Maish is a Kohen because there was no Znus over here. There was a legitimate marriage which was dissolved because of it tonight. That's not called Znus. Okay, Shafilu Benom Murka Asa Vakushe Tos, Shafilu Benom Murka Vak Seifa. Even if she has a kid from the guy, and she's carrying her kid on the shoulder, and then you find out that the Tanai wasn't Mekoyim, right? Mima'enes v'holecheshla, and the Mima'enes over here is Lavdavka. She, in other words, she can just pick herself up and leave because there's no marriage. She doesn't have to make miyun. It's not a case of miyun. Mima'enes over here means she can pick herself up and leave. Rashi. Mima'enes la'olam biznus l'masukma. Ha'psasu lavoda. Right, if it's talking about znus ein chinami, like Shmuel said, a kohen has to be miyuchas acharav, midrabbanan at least, and he's pasul avoda. The lomotzi lemisnei olam b'mishmaro shalzev shalzev. If we're talking about znus, it couldn't be that he is a kohen is obeyed in both mishmaros. Elahechi mashkachas lo deroa b'misa shneihem ve'ein matam elohen the kohen kosher hu b'ma'enes. How's it possible that both husbands should be alive and he should still be a kohen, a full fledged kohen? Right, it's talking about Yisoma Shemiyan of Abai, Lovelo Shos, Shlosh Chadoshim of the Nisus. It's talking about a Ketana who was Mamayin and they got married within 3 months. And now we're not sure who this child is from. So Mara says, Meshamshos B'moch, Mutaros, Litein Moch, Bosomokom Shle Yisabu. They're allowed to use birth control. These three women. Why? Shemetasa Uber Sandal, Uber Sheni Dochi Kasarishon, Upochesis Turasa. If she gets pregnant, while she's pregnant, the second child will take away life from the first one. The Ezu Ktana, Shemisaberus Umesa. What Ktana is the kind of woman that gets pregnant and the pregnancy kills her? Get a pregnancy, not the birth. Mibashir Aleph, for the Indian Miu, no Mibashir, there is the Omecha, the Lomenis. And she can't be Mamayan if she's 12. So the Miun had to take place when she was 11. Right? So that's impossible then. If it took place when she was 10, she couldn't get pregnant altogether. So it's for sure from the second guy. If she got pregnant when she was 11, right, when he was Mamayan then, so she'll die if it's for the first guy. So it's not shy. Umik mi hachitani di mi abramesa. Pachos mi kanena misaderes klal. Less than 11, she won't get pregnant at all. Yeser alze imi abralomesa. And more than 12, she won't die. But between 11 and 12, she gets pregnant, she'll die. Biktushe tos al tnai. The first husband married her on condition. Velonis kai, and the tnai wasn't mekuyim. The nafkamine below gita, she leaves without a get. The marriage is dissolved, because it's lamafreya bottle. The nises betok gimel, and she got married within 3 months after the dissolving of the first marriage. Umashkachas la deroa nisa shneim. Therefore, it's possible that both of them should be alive. The Kohen Kosher, and he's also Kohen Kosher, because Naznus. The Fichach ain't Mitami Lohen. The Ola the Mishmor Lavel the Biznus, Kai Gavna Davi Ay, they Nasu in Logos Rabbanan. The Rabbanan regals her as Nus, which is also, he wasn't Oscar. He had a right to marry her, and he had a right to live with her, and then he found out that tonight wasn't Mekoyim, so the Kedushin was Bakalim Afreya. Turned out to be Znus, but Znus, it was Mutter. He miutahu, right? The he lo nisposa. The ochikomer, he, kolomer isha gemura, the he lo nensa, the zinsa asura. A woman who was full-fledged married and committed adultery and she wasn't raped, so she's also to her husband. But if she was raped, she's mutter. And there's another woman who, even if she wasn't raped, is mutter to her husband, right? Or mutter to the guy that she lived with. If the marriage was dissolved, Kedushay Tos. The Yeshlach Acherish, Afalpisha Nivala, Tachas Baila, Barotso, Muteris Labaila, the Ezuzu, that's a woman who the Kedushim was bottled because it was a Kedushay Tos. The Holechas Lava Kimid Loboy, Mine Gita, Lavish Lahavi. She never was his wife, she doesn't need to get. Therefore, the Kohen, the guy's not a Chosh, the Kohen's not a Cholo. The Ezinsa, Harik, Pnuyish, Ezinsa, Muteris Lab. And if she was Mizana, right, she's like a pnuya who is mazana, is mutter to the man that she, what's it called, originally wasn't married to. Okay, let's go on. Hayu shnehem kohanim. If both fathers were kohanim, tana rabbanan, hikazeh v'chazer v'hikazeh, he hit one of these possible fathers, he hit the other one. Chayav misa for hitting your father, wounding him. He wounded both of them, one after the other. He cursed both of them, one after the other. Okay, so one of them is Chayim Misa for. We don't know which one. Kilo Shneim Bebasachas, or if he was Makal both of them at the same exact time, right, he cursed both of them together. Hiko Shneim Basachas, or he hit both of them in one smack, he wounded both of them at the same time. Okay? Chayev. He's chayev. See, because with this man, the Omer holds that Hasra Sothik Shema Hasra, and since Monavshach, he's chayev Nisa, because he hit one of them who's his father, even though we don't know which one, they gave him Hasra on both of them, one of the Hasras took effect, even though it's Hasra Sothik, he's chayev. Rashi chayev, Shari Echod Me'amoviv. Kesover Hasra Sothik Shema Hasra. Holy me Monavshach over Viko. Right, the Vasachas, Shechovtem Makal Bakoachas. He hit both of them, they were standing together, and he hit them with a big stick, and he wounded both of them at the same exact time. Chayev, Debahasros Vade Hisrubo, Al Takeshneyan, Shibamakazu, Atomashayev. There it's not even Hasros Sothik. They saw he was going to hit them both with this big stick, and he said, don't hit these two people, because if you hit them, you're going to be Chayev Nisa for one of them. So that's called Hasros Vade. Because in one hit, he's what's it called, Chayev Nisa for sure. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Babasachas Chayev. If he hit them together, then it's Hasras Vaday. Then he's Chayev. B'zachar Zeh Potter. If he hit them one after the other, each one's Hasras Sothik, and therefore he's Potter. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds. Mor says, Vatanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Potter Babasachas. Even if he hits them one time, he's Potter, right? Because we don't know which one he's Chayev for. Mor says, Trey Tanoi Ali with Rabbi Yehuda. Right, there's two different Tanoim according to Rabbi Yehuda. One holds that if he hits them together, that's Yishayev, because we know for sure that in this one Maisa there's a Chiyuv Nisa, even though we don't know exactly for what, for whom, but that's called Hasras Vaday, because it's all in one Maisa. And the other one holds that he's Potter. My time is demanded Potter. What's the reason the one who says he's Potter? Amri B'chanina Nemer Brocha L'mata V'Nemer Brocha L'mala. It says Klala by your father and mother and Klala by Hashem. Mala Mala She'in Boshuthis. By the Rabbanu Shalom, you're only chayiv from the kal of the Rabbanu Shalom, and not somebody else in between, somebody else together with him. Right? If you curse God and somebody else in the same curse, then you're potter. Aflamata Shein Bashutta. Same thing if you curse your parents and somebody else, right? But it's only talking in this kind of case where you don't know who the parent is. So the somebody else could be the parent, could be not the parent. This kind of case. Right? But in the case where you curse your father and somebody else, and you know who for sure your father is, that's a different story. Okay. The Ishkish Hakola Klola, and the Hakoh and Klola are Hukash, so therefore if you hit somebody else and your father, but you don't know who the father is and who the somebody else is, you're Potter, even though it's all at one time. They learn from this, from Klola, Rashi. The Zachar Zeh Potter, the Ikash Te Hasros, the Chol Chad of the Chad, the Havi Hasros Sothik. Rabbi Yehuda holds if you do it one after the other, then you're Potter, because Hasra Sothik is not Hasra. The Tanakama, Hasra Sothik, Shmo Hasra, Hoel Umimonav Shachover. My time is demanded Potter, but Basachas, Ovadi Hasrahi. Why is the one who holds that you hit him at the same time as Potter? The license is Hasra Svadai. The one says, Lamata Bovimo. It says, Klola Lamata by Ovavimo. Makal Ovimo, most you must. Lamala Klapimala, Kikala Lokov. Before that, earlier in the Vayikra, it says that the person curses Hashem. Right, Hakoh and Klala are separated by Gonev Ishu Mechara, is in the middle. The Ikal Amad Yomer Hekeshu Be'ilenechman. Some hold that even though there's a pasuk in between, Hakoh and Klala are Hukash, and whatever applies to Klala applies to Hakoh and vice versa. Okay, Va'ola B'Mishmoro, where it says the Chimeachar. If he's not going to divide in the Karbanos, because each Mishmar says, you don't belong in our Mishmar, your father was the other guy. Right? So they don't give him from the Karbanos of that Mishmar, then why does he bother going up? Mar says, Loma Ola, Homer, but even the Neved Mitzvah. Right? He wants to do a Mitzvah. He wants to go and be Ovid. So he won't get a portion of the Karbanos. He wants to do a Mitzvah. Ela Ola Loktani, Ela Ola Balkorchos. Mashri has to go up. We force him to go up. But if he can't get for the Karbanos, why do we force him? Omer Avacha Bar Chanina, Omer Abaya, Omer Abasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Pga Mishbacha. We force him to go, because if he doesn't go, people are going to say, well, he's not really a Kohen, and they'll know that he has Shaychus to this Mishmar, because of this Suffolk father, they'll think that father's Pasul. And it'll be a Pgam for that Mishmar. And people will know that he has a Suffolk from the other guy, are going to think that he's not a Kohen because of that family. So for the family's sake, we make him go up and be over in both mishmaras. We force him. Rashi, the Omar Boin and David mitzvah bit me up Gashin and law. The Ko Amris Loma Ola Havade below Chaluka Nichol El Mevin. Avoda, he wants to do the mitzvah. He wants to be over the avoda. El Boy Hachi Al Ola Loktani. The Nishni Alav Mishmar Mishmarin Lo Cholit. Bal Koros, it says Yale has to go up. Bal Korcho. Don't forget the Eno Cholit Kasin and Leilava. Even though he won't get his portion of the Pagavars, we force him to go up and over in both Mishmaros. Why we do that? Because of Pagam Mishbacha. Mishum Pagam, Shtei Mishbachos. Both Mishbachos will have a Pagam if he doesn't go up. Sheboshin Olav, Sheomru B'nei Adam Pasulhu. Lavoda, people say, you know, he's not white going up, he's Pasul. And something's wrong with the family. The name Mishmaros Yechon Lakofu, V'lomer Lohoil V'omri Malecha, Sha'atomi Mishbacha Shalanu. People say you're from our family. And then they're going to think you're apostle. That's a big good eye for us. So we want you to be obeyed. That everybody knows you're not apostle. Avod the mishmar shalom. Shlo yomru b'nei adam shlo ra'ucha. Oveg mishmar acher apostle who's there. The chay mishmar. The same thing goes for the other family. Okay. Kol mishmar cholik l'shisha bati avos. Every mishmar is divided into six bati avos that do the avoda on the six different days. The chol echad oveg is yomo. The notal oros kachim aboyim biyomo. And they get the highs of the kachim, right, from the ola or whatever on their day. So now the Gemara says, the imhayu shnei b'mishmar, if both fathers, Sufik fathers, belong to one mishmar, then he gets one chelik. The Gemara says, ma'ishno shnei mishmar selo oz, delo, de ozu laha mishmar umadchule, de ozu laha mishmar umadchule. Why by two mishmaros doesn't he get? Because each mishmar says, you're from the other guy. We're not giving you karbonos on our day because you're from the other guy. Right, mishmar echonomi. Even if he belongs to one mishmar, both of them, but lechora they don't belong to the same beisav. So any day he goes to Oveh, the other one says, "We're not giving you because you really get on the other day from the other father," and the other one says the opposite. Also, the high beisav matzilei, right, and he goes to this beisav and they push him away. This one. So why is being in one mishmar help? Amar pap pap ahachi kamar im hayu shnei mishmar echad ubeisav echad. The two fathers are from the same Mishmar and the same Beisav, then they have nothing to say. Right? He surely in this Beisav, no matter what, no matter who the father is. Therefore he gets one chelik. Then no to chelik echad. Okay. Hadron alech nosin al nusa. Hadron alech nosin al nusa. Hadron alech nosin al nusa. Next parrot speaks about chlitza, a little bit easier. And also Yaakov Norden told me that he has, I don't know if it's a video or something, of a chalitza. So we're going to show it here at some point so we can see what it is. I would like to, before we get into the parak, so while we learn it, we'll see what it actually looked like before we learn it. But we'll have to see with him how we can do that. I don't know exactly if it's a video, if it's a, what it is. I'm sure it's not a Super 8 movie. We'll have to find out from him what exactly it is. But it's a video of a real chalitza, which I never saw, and therefore you're going to have to watch it too because I want to see it.
Yeah, well, I have to buy a hatsura. You can't give a mitzvah because it's not apparent.